Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Trump is back, and the golden age of America has most definitely begun. The Senate has already confirmed five of President Trump's exceptional cabinet nominees: Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. It is imperative that the Senate continues to confirm the remainder of the president's well-qualified nominees as quickly as possible.
This is Caroline Leavitt, the new White House press secretary. I mean, she's not really new. She's been there the whole time. She was the press secretary for the campaign. She worked in the press shop previously under the first Trump administration. So she's not exactly a new face, but still new to most people who saw her first press conference yesterday. And bunch of nominees have been confirmed. You've got other ones that are up for various phases in the process today. Pam Bondi, of course, for Attorney General. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the one that's been getting a lot of attention because he's up for Health and Human Services, and that's going to be in the Finance Committee today. That one's expected to be interesting because of his stances on health and vaccinations and, you know, a lot of things. You've also got Howard Lutnick of New York to be Secretary of Commerce today. I mean, you got just a lot. And Kelly Loeffler of Georgia to be Administrator of the Small Business Administration. So it'll be kind of an interesting day in Washington. Yesterday, one of the questions that came up a lot, of course, as it does, is the news of the day, the announcement that there was a spending pause by the federal government. And part of the explanation of this by her, and I appreciated this, was the spending pause was not just a let's stop spending money. It's a, oh my God, we've got money going out the door to things that are clearly incompatible with President Trump's executive orders. And instead of just stopping the couple, let's put a pause on everything. And before we spend more, let's make sure that it's in line. There's questions about whether that's legal. Certainly, you heard Tim Kinsella talking about, you know, lawsuits that have been brought in already. The spending pause is on pause. So it's a little bit of non-news in a sense, but that's only until Monday. But still, I thought her explanation of what they're trying to do was at least useful for understanding the situation.
So just during this pause, DOGE and OMB have actually found that there was $37 million that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen and that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda. DOGE and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money. So tax dollars.
The what? 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 Okay. You know, so those were examples anyway. And then she was pressed quite a bit. She got asked this question, I think, more than anything else. She even kind of moans about it here in this answer. I have answered this question now four times.
I have now been asked and answered this question four times to individuals at home who receive direct assistance from the federal government. You will not be impacted by this federal freeze. In fact, OMB just sent out a memo to Capitol Hill with Q&A to clarify some of the questions and the answers that all of you are asking me right now. Again, direct assistance will not be impacted. I've been asked and answered about this OMB memo. There's many other topics of the day. Jackie Heinrich.
But indirect assistance, Caroline, it's going to another organization and then trickling down.
Direct assistance that is in the hands of the American people will not be impacted.
See, that's not an answer to the question, which was, what about things like Meals on Wheels she got asked about? Or, you know, the Council on Aging locally has raised questions about this. And you heard Tim Kinsella say it was a mad scramble to figure out, well, would housing payments be affected by this? And, you know, what other programs, direct or indirect payments through organizations might be affected? And that's the stuff that people are really concerned about. And we didn't get clarity yet. Like a lot of other things that the Trump administration has done, sort of the broad strokes might make sense, but it's the details that make a difference in people's lives, like putting all the foreign aid on hold for 90 days or 80 days, or, you know, it's like 85 days, I think. That's, I mean, Wow. I mean, that is a sweeping, you know, and then gets challenged in court, and Congress representatives are saying that you can't do this. We have the power of the purse. You don't have the power of the purse. So it's loud, obnoxious, brash, trying to do everything, and a lot of it is going to get challenged or pinched down by the courts or refined in the fine print. But, you know, that's kind of been the nature of the Trump presidency first time, and is certainly in the first, God, what, 8 days so far of the Trump administration, we are seeing more of that. The other question that came up yesterday was a follow-up to the announcement that Tony Fauci and people like General Milley and some others were no longer going to get their protective details, despite active death threats, for example, from Iran or from other domestic agents against some of these folks. And we'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to slow you down right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking pretty good. Seeing just a minor delay if you're coming from Highway 90 from Pace to Pensacola. I'd say about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So a few years ago, we knew we needed to replace our Dodge Grand Caravan, which we had bought when our eldest son was born. But it was done. But it wasn't done yet. It had about 6 months left in it. And that's when you start shopping for that next car, because you never know how long it's going to take and you want to make sure. So we were looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. The problem was the model year we wanted, you couldn't drive it at the dealership because their new ones had taken over and we never buy the first year of a model year. The ones that were older, not a lot of people were selling them back because they were only a couple of years old, which is what we were looking for. And so the few that came in as pre-owned certified, you couldn't drive them when they weren't cleaned up. And when they were cleaned up, people had already promised to buy them, so there were none to drive. We called it our unicorn. We could not find one to drive. Well, at Frontier, they had one. So we went to drive. It turned out to be the same, the color we wanted, which was unusual, double unicorn. We drove it. We loved it. And we thought, great, we'll see you in like 4 or 5 months. And they're like, well, don't you want to see the price? And we're like, well, I guess we drove the car. We'll look at the price. We're not buying a car today. Okay, all right, cool. So we sit down, we'll look at the price. Oh, well, all right, that's pretty good. Can you come down a little bit? Yeah. Can you give us a day? Yeah. Call them back the next day. Can you come down a little bit more? Yeah. Can we buy it? Like, that was the conversation. It was so easy. And we got a great deal on a really good car, about 12,000 miles on this car that was a year old, that was in an auction down in Orlando at the dealership that had come back there. They couldn't sell it, so Frontier picked it up. That's what they do. They go around and they buy good quality cars wherever they're available, and they sell them to us here in Pensacola. And then, you know, they took care of you. When you buy a car, they do a really cool thing. I won't ruin it for you, but it's very cool. And then they followed up with me 6 months and a year after I bought the car to make sure anything was wrong. And I, like, what? Who does this? Well, Frontier does. Because their theory is, we want to give you such great customer service that you come back again and again and again, and you never want to buy a car from anybody else. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Bess March from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
this in 3D?
No, but your face is.
Roll away your stone, I'll roll away mine. Together we can see what we will find.
The security detail for Anthony Fauci was terminated last night, sir. Do you have a comment?
No, I think, you know, when you work for government, at some point your security detail comes off. And, you know, you can't have them forever. So I think it's very standard. If it would be for somebody else, you wouldn't be asking the question. The question is very fair. But, you know, you work for government. We took some off other people, too. But you can't have a security detail for the rest of your life because you work for government. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Did you orchestrate this? Did you order this? Well, we'll see what happens. That is absolutely not an answer. And no, this is not just a formality, and this is not a normal occurrence when you've got somebody as politically divisive and receiving of so many threats as Anthony Fauci. The decision to put aside his protective detail is a serious one. And for him saying, yeah, it's fair to ask the question, but no, this is a routine thing. That's playing both sides of this coin. And the follow-up here was, well, what if something happens to him?
Do you feel partially responsible if something were to happen to, say, Dr. Fauci
No.
or John Bolton?
No. You know, they all made a lot of money. They can hire their own security, too. All the people you're talking about, they can go out. I can give them some good numbers of very good security people. They can hire their own security. They all made a lot of money. Fauci made a lot of money. They all did. So if they, you know, felt that strongly, I think that certainly I would not take responsibility.
I mean, no, this is wrong. I mean, this is wrong. Whether they made money or not is not the issue. The point is, did they engage in government service and are they receiving threats because of it? I mean, Milley's a good example of, you know, threats from the Iranians, you know, because of his role in taking out, what, Soleimani? I mean, and they're now, by the way, Pete Hegseth has now announced that they're investigating whether to take a star away from General Milley to affect his retirement. He got pardoned by Biden, but, you know, there's still things that they can do. I mean, this is 100% political retaliation. Right? I mean, you can't argue. Oh, no, it's fine, you know. And the people who, look, if you hate Fauci, that's fine. But hate or not is not the point. It's, do people engage in public service who then receive, you know, real threats against their livelihood or their life because of it or their family, do they deserve extra protection, enhanced protection? I think they do. That's why they were given it. And by the way, I mean, you know, Fauci was in charge, you know, Trump put Fauci in charge. Trump then did what Fauci said. If you're going to go back and do the, you know, the excavation of this decision process, you got to blame Trump, too. I mean, the biggest mistake when it came to people like Anthony Fauci was not the fact that he had his guidance or he had his advice or Deborah Birx or any of the rest of them. OK, the real issue was that the leaders, both in the Trump administration and in the Biden administration, abdicated their role to weigh all the factors and just let the healthcare people decide. And remember, DeSantis made a big point about this. He said, no, it's the problem is you need to have advisors and listen to them or consider their advice, but they're not the elected leaders. The buck stops with the president, not with the healthcare professionals, long-term infectious disease experts like Fauci that he defers to. The deference is the issue. So, you know, you're kind of punishing, I mean, whatever you think of Fauci, you're basically punishing the wrong person in a way. So, yeah, no, I disagree with this vehemently. This is a very bad thing. And again, it, you know, what was the criticism of Trump going in? Is it's going to be retaliate against his enemies. And why did Biden say he pardoned all the people? Well, he said because he didn't want to see them retaliated against by Trump. Taking away the protective detail on people and exposing them to vulnerabilities from, you know, foreign state actors or domestic actors doesn't do well to contradict that narrative. Now, it is true, and it's certainly part of the story. You know, Fauci apparently has gone out and hired private security. But whether somebody has the money to do it for themselves or not is not the issue. It's not a need-based system. It's a, is it a justified thing to protect them after their public service? It's 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're rolling I-10. I-110 are actually looking really good this morning. We're doing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texting here. Milley committed treason. Okay, in what trial was that proved? Because he's doing backdoor connections with the Chinese in order to tell them that Trump wasn't really going to attack them. Is that treason? Well, I mean, you'd have to discern that in a court of law. You're saying he deserves death, by the way. That's punishment for treason, right? If somebody here says Fauci needs to go to jail and then he'll be protected, or they can get a gun permit like the rest of us. If you serve in government, it's standard. That's why they have the protection, because it's standard. Just like, you know, we protect dignitaries of all sorts. You know, we protect former presidents and their families. Well, that's different. Why? Why? Why is it different? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, gentlemen. No, you did not catch me unsurprised here. President Trump's plan to freeze federal aid is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Tuesday, a federal judge granted an administrative stay, pausing those plans through at least Monday. The Federal Reserve is meeting. They're expected to leave interest rates unchanged today. This comes as they're weighing how the Trump administration's economic agenda may impact inflation and, of course, the economy as a whole. 290,000 cars are being recalled by Honda. The issue is apparently a problem with their fuel injection electronic control unit. Affected models include the Acura MDX Type S, the 2022...
Is that Acura? Acura, you're saying? Acura, you said.
Oh, did I say Acura?
Yeah. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right. Go on.
Acura. Type S 2022 to 2025, the TLX Type S from 2021 to 2025, and Honda Pilots from 2023 to 2025. So if you have any of those vehicles, you may want to contact your dealer.
You know, it's interesting. John, you tell me your assessment of this. David, thanks so much for the update. I love the brand. I love Honda. I am super Honda brand loyal. And I will tell you that the most recent generation of Honda seemed to have a lot of recalls. Is that your perception too?
Yes,
it is. The most recent generation. So I'm like,
you know.
No, maybe not.
You know, those are ECM modules, and those are very important.
Yeah.
In the, you know, the go-go of the car.
Thank you for, elevating it to the level of technical specification. I love it. You started with the electronic control module acronym, and then, you know.
And then I see your face, and I'm like, okay.
The car, go, go.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, man. Oh, confession time. Well, not confession time, but, you know.
I'm recording.
Take your licks if you deserve it. What was my prediction about the special election for Congressional District 1? Oh, it's going to be close. Don't know what's going to happen. Anybody could win. A couple hundred votes could make the difference. Could be so close it's a recount. You know, I don't know. I mean, Jimmy Patronis is the safe bet that everybody's assuming is going to win by a significant margin. I don't think he's going to get a majority. Definitely not going to get a majority. 30-40% certainly wins this election, but I'd be surprised anybody gets 25%. It's going to be tight. Not accurate.
I just want to go
completely wrong. Oh my god, I could not have been more wrong. Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, a little late.
I'm sorry, I just found it. I was like, ooh, I got toys over here.
So, Jimmy Patronis wins with 65%, and everybody else was much less. It was the most surprising to me in this. It was surprising that Jimmy Patronis won by so much. A combination of name recognition, Trump endorsement, lots of money spent, and certainly well qualified for the job. That's, you know, what I had heard from a lot of people is they didn't like that he didn't live in district, even though there's a lot to be said about that. I told you yesterday. So I heard a lot of people telling me they were going to vote for this person. What surprised me, frankly, was who came in, you know, second, third, and fourth. Because, you know, Joel Rudman, who vacated his seat, 3rd District in the State House, actually came in second place with not 10%, 9.96%, or 9.5%, something like that. So that was surprising because I actually thought Gene Valentino would do better. He was doing spending so much money, but name recognition outside of Escambia County. But then Escambia County turned out a lot of voters. I mean, you know, you got to balance all these things. Aaron Dimmock, who just ran against Matt Gaetz in the primary in the summer, got 7%. And newcomer, 27-year-old Michael Dillon Thompson got 5%, and everybody else, it didn't really matter that they played. It was a sweeping victory. So Andrew McKay's ability to assess the four-county area's submission to the Trump endorsement was inadequate. Let's just say slightly off. Okay, congratulations, Jimmy. And, I actually have great hopes. I like Jimmy a lot. I think he's super, super capable. He's got to beat Gabe Vallemont on April 1st, but and 2 NPAs and a couple of write-ins. But, I mean, come on. He's the Republican. That's it.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration is offering nearly all federal employees 8 months' pay to resign by next Thursday.
A senior Trump official says the goal is to, quote, make sure all federal workers are on board with the new administration's plan to have federal employees in the office and adhering to higher standards.
Fox's Brooks Singman, a judge, has at least temporarily blocked an effort by the Trump administration to freeze federal grants and loans.
The pause in federal money rattled Capitol Hill. Lawmakers scrambled to find out if the move suspended health programs or transportation projects. Republicans argued the halt was customary for a new administration, but privately GOP sources conceded there was confusion.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. starts 2 days of Senate confirmation hearings today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 55. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Florida's Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis winning last night's special election Republican primary for the District 1 congressional seat. The unofficial results showed Patronis with a 64% win. He said this election was different than previous statewide elections he'd been a part of. It was more personal.
I had to earn the trust of the voters, and it was much more than running TV ads. You had to get out, you had to touch them, you had to let them know who you were, and I'm just humbled by the show of support today.
Patronis talked with Channel 3 after those results came in. He now goes on to face Democrat Gabe Vallemont in the general election. That's being held April 1st. It's the same day that a primary election is scheduled for the District 3 State House seat that was vacated by Joel Rudman, who came in second place during last night's congressional primary. Also last night, State Senator Randy Fine won the primary to replace Mike Waltz in District 6. Both Patronis and Fine were endorsed by President Trump. Students across Northwest Florida are back in school this week. This is after 4 snow days last week. So far, there's no word whether those days will have to be made up or not. According to the News Journal, Santa Rosa County has 2 storm days built into their calendar. Officials haven't determined whether students will make those days up or not. Escambia County Public Schools declined to talk about whether they had storm days built into the calendar, but did say that they'd be working with the Florida Department of Education to make sure they were in compliance with any state mandates. Illegal immigrants are no longer going to get in-state tuition rates at Florida's colleges and universities. State lawmakers passed the Trump Act yesterday. Governor DeSantis did support that change, but there were other parts of the bill that he said he opposes. For one, some immigration powers that the governor has would be given to the agriculture commissioner instead. That bill would also make the death penalty mandatory for any illegal immigrant that commits a capital crime. DeSantis now has 15 days to either sign or to veto the bill. The Democratic Party reacting to it. Democrat Chair Nikki Fried releasing a statement yesterday after it was passed. She said it could have drastic consequences for immigrants in Florida. She said especially Dreamers, who may be kicked out of college before they could finish their degrees. In Coral Gables, police say they stopped 2 vans that were transporting a dozen Chinese migrants. There were 26 Chinese immigrants, including 17 men, 9 women. Police say they were in the process of being transported to an unknown location. Police Chief Ed Hudak there said he believes the migrants came by boat to the United States, then were moved to a secluded area in the city. A new aircraft described as being a game changer is headed to Tampa. A groundbreaking ceremony was held at MacDill Air Force Base. on the renovation of an installation that will house the KC-46 Pegasus. An Air Force colonel says the KC-46 is the pinnacle of air refueling technology. He also said it's not just an upgrade, but he called it a game changer. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even Highway 90 is looking much better than it was before. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have some cloudy skies today with a high near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54 degrees. On Thursday, cloudy skies with a high near 68. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Showers and thunderstorms on Friday with an 80% chance of rain, high near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, 55 in Milton. Good morning. Your money now, mixed open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow's up 23 points at 44,873. S&P down 15 points at 6,052. NASDAQ is down 79.5 points, 19,653. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.524% this morning. Gold price is up 490 at $27.99.60. Silver price is up 56 cents at $31.45. And crypto all over the place this morning. We've got Bitcoin up 321.89 at 102.63. Ethereum's down 14.36 at 31.05.34. Solana's down. Dogecoin not changed. And XRP is down 4 cents today. The Trump administration says they're planning to offer buyouts to federal workers that don't want to go back to the office.
More than 2 million federal workers facing a choice. Take a newly offered severance package or accept Trump administration requirements, including returning to work in the office.
The deferred resignation program would include a severance package of about 8 months' pay and benefits. The administration is expecting 5 to 10% of the federal workforce to accept that and quit. There's a new prototype passenger jet, the Boom Supersonic XB-1, that's broken the sound barrier during a test flight yesterday.
Jack Lowe, the longest-serving pilot of the supersonic Concorde aircraft, said there are a lot of hurdles before passengers can expect a ride.
There are all sorts of technical problems to overcome, such as the noise on takeoff and landing and the sonic boom over land. There are few markets for a supersonic airplane, and the cost of developing a supersonic business jet would just be prohibitive.
The XB-1 aircraft accelerated to over Mach 1 speed on Tuesday while flying 35,000 feet over California's Mojave Desert. It was the first civilian aircraft to reach speeds of over 850 miles per hour since the Concorde airliner did it over 20 years ago. The CEO of Boom Supersonic praised his team for accomplishing the feat and said he hopes to bring the benefits of supersonic flight to everyone. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. Starbucks is planning to cut about 30% of its menu options by the end of the year. It's part of the coffee chain's efforts to stop losing customers after 4 straight quarters of dipping sales numbers. CEO Brian Nickel calls the plan back to Starbucks. He said the current menu is just a bit overwhelming for their customers and their employees. 8:38, our next news is at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers. A team of energy experts will be available to take your calls live during the show to answer questions and share energy savings tips and programs available to scheduling appointments for a free energy survey at your home. All on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Any of us who have pets, particularly dogs, but maybe cats, maybe the stray pig, you know, or ferret, potentially, will be able to answer this question. I saw a post on Facebook yesterday that just, it had me howling. It was a picture of a dog playing with one of those sprinklers, the kind of the old style sprinkler that would, shoot up in the air and go back and forth across your lawn, like the kind of technology that was made in the 50s. Okay, the fan waving style of making the water for the lawn. And it was right by, and he was playing in the sprinkler inside the house because the caption was, "So our dog just brought the sprinkler in through the doggy door. How's your day going?" And I thought, oh, that is such a perfect doggy thing to do. So here's my question, 437-1620. What's that dumb thing that your dog or pet does or has done? What's your dumb, crazy dog story, you know, because they're adorably troublesome at times, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. What is your pet story? The dumbest thing your dog ever done did, or the, dumbest thing they do on a regular basis. John, you have pets at all?
Oh, yeah, I have a dog.
Okay, and?
She chases her tail. I don't get it.
But that's not like normal for dogs.
I know, but it's so weird because she's an English bulldog and she can't. She can never get. So I'm just like,
it's a crop tail, right?
I'm like, girl, what do you do?
So she has a crop tail and she chases her tail. Oh, bless her heart. Can she even see her tail?
I don't
think
so.
English bulldogs are not the trimmest of creatures, typically. Correct. So yeah. Okay, all right, fair enough. I don't know, Meg, do you have pets?
I have dogs my whole life, so okay. I just don't currently have one right now. But
by the way, 437-1620, if you want to text me your dumb dog story or your dumb cat story, your dumb turtle story, you know, whatever your pet of choice is. I just think that, if we're being honest, that there are more dumb dog stories than any other dumb pet stories in the universe, because dogs are adorable in part because of their dumbness, okay?
Well, the thing is that they have these strange behaviors. So at one point, my little dog had a little Maltese, I had his little bowl of food in the kitchen. He'd go in the kitchen, and he'd get his mouthful of food, and then he'd come walking back out right in front of me and start chewing it.
He's chewing
his food. I'm like, what are you doing? And I say, oh, good boy. And he'd wag his little tail and go back to the bowl and get another
bite. Oh, you rewarded it. Oh, that's cemented forever. You trained him to do it.
No, I didn't. But I finally felt bad because he wasn't going to go back to his food till I said good boy.
Oh, yes. So, no, that's hilarious. I mean, I've had our Shih Tzu. Tyler used to do that same exact thing.
That's so funny.
And it wouldn't come to me and look for the good boy, but would carry it to another part of the house and then go back and then carry. Which kind of reminds me of the behavior of my children, actually, who get the food in the kitchen and take it into their room.
Yep.
Of course, that's usually because they're, watching gaming. Gaming or whatever. But still, it's definitely a habit. For me, the one that sticks out for me, and this is not a like dumb they did it once kind of thing. This is a dumb they do it all the time. I don't have any idea how this started, but there's two ways to go into the yard. There's two things you might do when you go into the yard. Okay, you go out there for operation number one, and you go out there for operation number two. They cannot make one trip to take care of both jobs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is, you know, scratch at the back door. Okay. Here you go, Blue. Blue Angel's the young, the daughter, the tricolor, and then her mom, Trinity, is the black. And so put them out. And typically, first thing, it's both ladies, and they do their hind end down to pee. Then they come in, and 5 minutes later, scratch, and now we're going to go out to do the other half of the deal. And in fact, we've actually turned it into part of the routine. So in the morning, they go out, they pee, they come in, they get fed. Mm-hmm. And then they go out and they take it. I mean, but why?
They've got you trained.
I give you, there's an even worse one on this same exact subject, which is somehow, particularly mom, okay, Trinity, but a little bit Blue Angel. I have to scold her into taking care of her second business. Go, Trinity, go. And eventually she will.
Like, you just have to remind her.
Why should I be the one telling you your bowels need to work? That's not my job. It's literally your job. Do your job.
Look, squirrel.
Mm. Anyway, all right, let's take a couple of... Actually, let's go to... get your text in just a second. What's your weird, embarrassing, crazy dog story or habit? John Pickens has got... Or cat or... You know, snake or whatever. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 looking good, but we're seeing some delays if you're going westbound through the Pea Ridge area right in front of the Super Walmart. Just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, somebody here says our cat plays catch. Okay, all right. My cat named Chicken jumped off the boat we lived on to play with a dolphin in the marina multiple times. Oh, wow.
No.
I hope that worked out okay for everybody. Wow. I mean, this is not a bad story outcome, so good, I guess. We have a cat who steals shoes. Not a good thief. She sings while she's doing it.
Oh. La, 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 meow. Oh, we need video of that. That needs video.
Video for sure. Yes. Oh, I love that. I had a somebody text 437-1620. I had a Siberian Husky that shredded an entire New Orleans phone book, came home to confetti in every room of the house. Oh, yes. Well, I mean, in the grand scheme, at least it was a phone book.
Right.
Because that's probably the largest bulk, lowest price item you own. So if that, I mean, that's almost a chew toy, right? You know, let's see. Somebody here says, when I was a kid, my cat would jump on the window ledge, catch her tail in her mouth and turn in circles. Oh, with her tail in her mouth?
Oh.
Chase it while she had it. That's okay. All right. I got you. Let's see. Ace was a mutt, a great mutt, and he once pulled all the clothes off the clothesline because someone he didn't know had hung them on the line. That is not your line. That is my owner's line. That is not your line. Get... Oh, don't get me started on the... That makes me think of all the barking, you know, at the strangers, which is, you know... So we have shepherds, right? Like, they're Australian shepherds. So they're herding dogs. So if you run in the house, they'll nip at you.
Really?
Because they've been trained to, yeah, to, you know, to herd the sheep or whatever. And so when strangers come over and meet them, it's chaos. When they get to know them, it's fine until they get up to go to the bathroom. And then it's like they never met them ever again or ever before. So it's just, of course, Australian shepherds are crazy to begin with. Let's see. Somebody here says, so what I hear you saying is your children are as smart as dogs. All right, I'll go with it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. My cat brought in a rat in the house and let it go.
Oh, no.
You didn't even bring in a dead one?
They usually bring presents in like that. They'll bring in, you know,
yeah, gifts. Yeah, nasty. Gifts. Look at what I did for you.
Yes,
no,
gifts.
Thank you.
Let's see. Our dear friend Tammy Ward says, cat parents don't have dumb cat stories because cats are so smart, smarter than the parents sometimes. That reminds me of a story I have not had a chance to do. Research shows, I was hoping somebody.
Uh-oh.
Compared to dogs, scientists have found cats don't seem to have the same sort of emotional attachment to their owners and show genuine affection far less often than you might think. Further, they're an environmental disaster, killing literally billions of birds in the U.S. every year. And there's a long article here that I never got a chance to get into about cats are a problem. Cats are not helpful. Cats are the objectively, it's science, worst pet. But I don't want to go down that road too much with you. 437-1620. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate your text. Let's see. Somebody here says, every day I are Aussie poo. Aussie poo. Poodle Aussie, Australian Shepherd, is that what that would be? Gets excited when I come home and around others. She grabs a shoe, slipper, her blanket, or whatever is close to calm herself in the excitement. It's weird and annoying, but she's so cute that it's forgivable. And, of course, that's why we love them. Oh, somebody sent me a cat video here. Great. I'm literally doing my job watching cat videos. Oh, this cat is crawling up the, what do you call the, it's not the curtain, but the, like, translucent shade that you have, like, behind the shade sometimes.
Sheer?
The sheer, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. The cat had been up to the top and was like the rope in gym class, climbing down the sheer curtain with its claws. I would have got that cat declawed, but you know, okay, whatever. I used to babysit my cardiologist schnauzer named Clyde. Clyde was fond of grabbing the toilet paper and running through the house, leaving screens and ribbons of paper everywhere. My two dogs will catch squirrels and play tug of war with them. That's funny. Let's see. Somebody else here. We have two cats, and there are no bugs in my house. Do your shepherds provide pest control? No, they'll just chase them around. Mm-hmm. They identify, but do not disinfect. If cats killed billions of words, there wouldn't be any left. Okay. Well, you know, the birds are all government drones anyway. 850 here on News Radio. You don't know this?
No.
Have you not seen the Birds Aren't Real Facebook page?
No.
Oh, it's the best satire of conspiracy theories. It's a guy who started this fake conspiracy theory claiming that birds are government drones by the CIA.
Wow.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, and it's it's one. You ought to check it out if you haven't seen that. Anyway, 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of dogs bringing sprinklers into the house, in order to do that, you have to have a house, which you could get with the help of Christina Leavenworth.
Look at
from
that.
Leavenworth.
What a segue.
Yeah,
what a
so it's almost like you didn't even see it happen. It's that it's flawless or something. Anyway, award-winning radio right here. oh, where's my drop from David who says you want a Marconi?
You want a Marconi.
Anyway, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, seriously, Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. They have been just clicking along. 3.5 a week, 3.5 a week, 3.5 a week. Getting to close, which is, you know, a challenge. I mean, sometimes deals get 90% done and don't happen. And they know how to recognize the problems in advance, avert the problems in advance, solve them when they do come up, when novel ones come up. Like, you know, it might seem like kind of a rare circumstance, and it is, but sometimes marriages don't last, and sometimes people own a home, and then they have to get rid of that home. Well, when two people who really don't get along have to jointly sell a home, what do you do? Well, it's challenging. So she literally had her folks go take classes on how to handle this and mediate and work effectively in that environment because it's a service that people need, and they learn how to do it. So that's her view is, hey, if we run into something we've not run into before, we're going to learn how to do it, and we're going to do our best with it, and then we're going to become experts at it, and then we'll just do it well. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide.
Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I feel like I've been blown apart. There are pieces here, I don't know where they go. I don't know where they go.
The Triumph funds were going to pay for the road and the utilities to get in from Nine Mile Road to Frank Reeder Road. And the county's use of the value, $1.8 million of the value of the land, was going to be part of the match. And then $40 million worth of capital expenditures in the development for the creation of those 338 jobs were the match to get up to a $56 million project.
So this is a very interesting note to me that David Baer had made during the conversation. He is, of course, Triumph board chair. Tourism Development Commission. Anyway, Triumph board chair. That's right. He was talking about the OLF 8 project when they were making the decision a couple of weeks ago about this. And this was a part of the meeting I hadn't had a chance to listen to, and so that's why I'm mentioning it to you now. There are other dimensions of this whole deal that I had not realized that I think are significant. Because remember, the idea was to try to save the money from Triumph to build the road and do the infrastructure. But Triumph doesn't pay for a whole thing. Triumph pays for some of it. And in this case, you're talking about the roads money, which, God, what was the number? It was $12 million, $11 million, something like that, $13 million. Anyway, it's a significant amount of money if they don't retain it as public property. Okay, if it becomes private property, Triumph is not going to pay for infrastructure to go on private property. So that's why this whole conversation about getting PEDC involved and who's going to retain ownership and all that. But listen, getting, say, $12 or $13 million from Triumph that we have to still pay $40 million as our part to match with, that's a massive cost against the sale price of the property, which is now looking like it's going to be $50 million. $50 million sounds like a pretty sweet deal compared to the in the 20s offers that we'd had before. But if you got to spend 40 to get the 12, I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact number. But if you're going to spend 40 to get the 12 in order to get the 50, you know, these numbers start to not add up really well. So I just thought that was a very interesting observation. Then this came into conversation a little bit later with Steve Stroberger. I'll play that for you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, Steve Stroberger, Commissioner District 1. That is that actual area on the west side.
We have another $14 million plus the other...
They're 14.
You know, the 56 minus the $14 million that we will have to pay on that project. That's a $56 million road improvement infrastructure project. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And that certainly mitigates the feeling that we've got this great windfall coming our way. Now, maybe that's been in the works all along. Maybe the people who are going to buy the project are agreeing to put their money in to match the money for Triumph. Maybe it doesn't have to come from the county. We'll see how this shakes out. But I'm just saying, I've been following this stuff pretty closely, and I had heard many, many times them talk about the $14 million coming from Triumph. I had never realized the size of the local match that would have to go in for that, and that is huge. So just something to kind of keep in mind as we continue talking about this, and what you're likely to hear is a lot of talk about how much money we're going to make in the sale. But as I've said before, A, the cost of everything has gone up in the time we have delayed. You know, the cost of everything is, what, 50%, double and more than double, you know. So that 50 doesn't start to look so good again compared to the money you would have spent on sidewalks if you had put them in 8 or 10 years ago kind of thing. Then on top of that, you got to spend another 40 in order to get the 14 in order to be able to get the again, just there's a lot of complexity here. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. Also, just keep this in mind that Lumen May is saying,
I'm ready to raise my hand and make the vote and make the best decision after listening to my colleagues and listening to what we said and get the response of those. But it's jobs and dollars to me with clawbacks.
With clawbacks, if the developer doesn't do what they're supposed to do, which is also going to complicate this deal if you're going to have clawbacks on them. Not that I disagree, but that's another big wrinkle.